Well, it's a pleasure to welcome our next guest. He is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Pete Hoekstra. And he has sent out a rather urgent note from the way I look at it. It's addressed to Michigan Republicans. As we approach what could be the most pivotal election of our lifetime in November, the future of the state and nation hangs in the balance. It is imperative that we remain steadfast in upholding the most critical responsibilities of a state party, which include raising the money we need to compete, recruiting high-quality electable candidates, growing our grassroots base, and ensuring we work to build up people in our party, not tear them down. If you believe in those responsibilities, it is critical that you sign up to become a precinct delegate today. Chairman Hoekstra, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Focus Show.
Paul W., it is always great to be on with you. Thank you.
Tell me why. I don't know that I've ever heard a promo for people urging them to become a precinct delegate. Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, you know, a party starts at the grassroots level. And the most important place for people to become active if they want to be a part of the political party is to become a precinct delegate. And so, we get people as precinct delegates. That means they show up for the county conventions. It means they then have the opportunity to select people to go to the state convention and those types of things. And obviously, we want to get more people involved in the party. Typically, what happens, you get to an election, you know, we'll elect precinct delegates, later on in August. And if we don't elect precinct delegates, you don't get people involved in the party. And we want them involved. We want them involved every day. So it's the first step in building towards a successful election.
How much of that, Pete Hoekstra, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, is actually of your concern to have somebody keep an eye on how ballots are counted, how absentee ballots are processed, and all of that? Let's speak honestly here.
Well, sure. I mean, as soon as you get precinct delegates signed up, and once they're elected, what you then also have is you have a built-in, you know, network of people who you can go to and say, hey, will you be poll watchers? Will you, will you be there on election day to make sure that the system that we followed has integrity? Obviously, as a political party, we're very interested in the integrity of the election process. So they go hand in hand.
Okay, well, that's good news. Some also are celebrating the fact that former President Donald Trump is realizing how important a role Michigan will play in this next election, that he's coming back.
He will be back on Wednesday in Freeland, Michigan, just north of Saginaw. We're excited to see him back. I've been chair of the party for, roughly 3 months, and this will be the president's third visit back into Michigan. So he was in Oakland, he was in Grand Rapids, now he's going to be up in Freeland, and I expect to see him often. He knows he can win Michigan, and he is going to invest his personal time and energy making sure that he connects in Michigan and that he wins. I mean, Paul W., last week we saw him talking to the union workers in the construction zones in New York City, and he got a fabulous welcome. And we think we're going to see the same thing in Michigan from union workers in our state, especially those union workers who are affiliated with our automobile industry. Bob Lutz was quoted today in an article talking about, the foolishness of what the Biden administration, he wasn't necessarily calling out Joe Biden and Gretchen Whitmer by name, but talking about this push for EV vehicles. And it's a technology not ready for prime time at this point. And it weighs taxpayers' money. And every time we sell an electric car, we're putting UAW workers out of work.
Well, it's unfortunately true. The latest stats and figures talking again about how much money our automakers lose on every electric vehicle they sell when they can sell them. And it's astronomical. It's mind-blowing. And again, it doesn't seem to bother the administration in Washington, who keep pushing this and coming up with rules and regulations that will kill the internal combustion engine as quickly as they can, without seeming to care about the number of jobs that are being lost all the time now.
Right. And what it will do to our electrical grid. Our electrical grid is not ready to have all of us driving electrical cars. The other thing, Paul W., is people right now can't afford to buy EVs. They're just too expensive. And that goes on top of, you know, what they're paying for groceries, what they're paying for, you know, homeowners insurance, car insurance. People are being squeezed each and every day. And then they're being told, oh, by the way, you know, the next time you go buy a car, you'll have to buy something that you probably can't afford.
Well, you're so right, and I'm glad you brought the grid up again, because we've been bringing that up for so long, we haven't even brought it up lately, that we already know that, for example, in California, where there's just minuscule amounts of electric cars, but more there than anywhere, they've been already told that they, please don't charge your car tonight. I mean, they've been given edicts about not charging their cars because the grid can't take it. And that's just a minuscule amount of people with electric vehicles in the place that has promoted it more so than anybody, and they can't even handle it. So if all of a sudden, magically, we all got those electric cars that we are being pushed into without wanting to be there, we're looking at trouble. And no one's talking about it, but you just did, and I appreciate that. You'll be with the president Wednesday. And yep. He's still very supportive of you, and I'm sure that has been very helpful to you.
It absolutely has. Now, I look forward to seeing the president, but most importantly, he looks forward to seeing the voters of the state of Michigan. So he loves it here.
That's our chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Pete Hoekstra. Pete, thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks for the invite. Always good to be with you. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do it again. We'll do it often. And we'll invite the head of the Democrat Party, too. We'll invite them all. We want to hear from everybody, which is what we do here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.